Capital Projects Director Amber El-Haddad says the first ballot proposition will ask voters to approve a $3 million bond for the public safety building. The building holds the Alaska Division of Motor Vehicles, Customs, Courts, and the jail. There's also the Volunteer Fire Department, Search and Rescue, and an indoor shooting range planned in the future.
We put a critical eye on our funding for that project to make sure we can do the most essential work to keep that building viable, structurally sound, and safe for all of its occupants that either our tenants there or the public that visit there.
She says that there are significant structural issues with the building.
There's rot in the walls, and we need to replace the external portion of that building. And that is the extent of the project that we're seeking to fund this go around. It's different than the project that we asked the public to approve with the GEO bond a couple of years ago.
That bond from a couple years ago was for roughly $8.5 million, which the public voted down. It included things like working on the elevator, fire alarm, and other critical aspects of the building. El-Haddad says the borough would only work on the essential components and won't be doing any interior work this time around. She says they are hoping to receive an additional $2.4 million for the project from a federal grant called Congressional Direct Spending, or CDS. This will help with paying what is roughly a $5 million project.
If we do not get the $2.4 million from CDS, we will do our best with the $3 million that we hope to get approved by the voters and then by USDA for loan funding, and we will attack the most critical pieces that we can with $3 million.
That will cover both the design and the construction of the building's exterior. Borough Manager Mason Villarma says that Wrangell will have to be patient because CDS funding usually takes up to a year. Villarma says if voters don't approve the bond, he fears there won't be enough funds for materials. He emphasizes that the public safety building is a critical asset for the community and a top priority for the borough's administration.
My fear is that if we don't address it now, that it's, you know, we're done with the public safety building and there's going to be a completely new building that we can't afford. Yeah. And then what do? You lose critical facilities, certainly. The courthouse is already, you know, kind of told us we need to get our stuff in order.
He says they will preserve what they have and take a conservative approach to get the building back in a stable condition.
We're getting as creative as we can to stretch dollars.
He says he's committed to not raising taxes, even though it would be a 40-year loan.
It's tough times right now. Prices at the grocery store, prices at the pump, housing. We understand it. We see it every day. So I don't want to be like George H.W. here and no new taxes, but that's the goal. So, public safety building.
The other proposition on the ballot is to amend a section in the Home Rule Charter for the city and borough of Wrangell so that assembly members can be compensated. Wrangell's charter currently states that assembly members cannot be compensated. Villarma says that removing this language will help create an avenue for the borough to compensate assembly members.
I do think it's an important item. Assemblies tend to be folks that can afford to do it. It's a big time commitment, and we really appreciate the time that you guys spend doing it. And likely it's a little bit more challenging for younger folks to participate in that.
He says it's common for municipalities to compensate assembly members and the mayor. If it passes, the assembly will have to decide how to go about getting compensated, a process that will take time. At an August 27th assembly meeting, assembly member Bob Dalrymple questioned the wording in the charter and whether assembly members should even be compensated.
My preference would be that the people would vote on how and who gets to approve that compensation, because right now it's a blank check. I could see it just being a blank check for us to compensate ourselves as we wish. And I think that's not a good precedent.
Dalrymple was the only assembly member to vote against the compensation ballot proposition. The assembly unanimously supported putting the public safety building bond on the ballot. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Czarnecki.